Let's get the business news next from Brian Finn. Morning, Brian.
Rachel, thank you. Good morning. Well, let's get the view of business in Northern Ireland ahead of next week's elections. Much like elsewhere, firms are grappling with rising costs and supply chain difficulties as they continue to deal with Brexit-related issues. Aidan O'Kane is president of the Chamber of Commerce in Derry. There's never a good time for Stormont to be out of action, Aidan, but given those challenges, I expect it's more urgent than ever that there's an executive in place after the vote.
Good morning, Brian. Yeah, absolutely. You know, there is a pressing need and firm need for the executive to reform after the election. In terms of the business community right across Northern Ireland, it's a fundamental building block in which we all operate our business. So it's non-negotiable. It has to happen.
Firms were already facing rising costs as a result of Brexit. They're now grappling with inflation on a global level. How are they coping with what's essentially an enhanced inflationary backdrop? And presumably they're passing that on to customers.
Yeah, it's a volatile world that we're living in. So we're just have our businesses come through the pandemic and grappling with that. And we're in the COVID recovery phase. And now we're dealing with the rising cost of doing business and rising cost of energy. And unfortunately, our businesses here have to somehow have ends meet. And unfortunately, that means passing rising prices on to consumers, which is not ideal at all. And this is where the executive reforming after the elections is essential to represent and to support our business community here in Northern Ireland, grapple with those global pressures and be able to support our business going forward.
Has the protocol been a big issue in the elections? There are promises that it would deliver the best of both worlds for Northern Ireland. Has that been the case? And are voters exercised by this as an issue?
So unfortunately, the protocol has, you know, the constitutional issue has muddied the waters really with regards to protocol. We have a great opportunity here for businesses in the north to have the best of both worlds. There is that potential there. We would be asking for our political leaders to recognise and market the protocol as being something which provides a unique opportunity for business in Northern Ireland, for attracting FDIs. It just has not been marketed globally. And the potential for us to do something special going forward with regards to the protocol is still in place. Unfortunately, you know, the protocol is not perfect, but you don't make it perfect by just scrapping it and throwing it out. We have to have a spirit of willingness and negotiation between the UK and the EU to iron out those kinks that exist. And I think that if they do that, if there is that spirit of cooperation and willingness to do it, we can get all these kinks ironed out eventually.
Aidan O'Kane, President of the Chamber of Commerce in Derry, thank you very much indeed.